Good afternoon. High pressure is building in behind the storm system that brought rain to our area yesterday. That system continues to depart off into the Canadian Maritimes. And a northwest wind flow building in behind the system is providing a little bit of a chill to the air. However, sunshine is coming back and will be out in full force through the afternoon hours and negate some of that wind flow, pushing temperatures into the lower 50s for afternoon highs, with middle to upper 50s likely in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Elsewhere, across northernmost New York and New England, readings will stay in the upper 40s to around 50, with a bit more cloud cover and even the risk of a passing sprinkle or shower. As we get into the night tonight, skies will be clear. However, a disturbance swinging in from southern Canada will bring an increase in cloud cover during the overnight hours. Again, there's the risk of a passing sprinkle or maybe even a snow shower across the higher terrain as temperatures drop back into the 30s. Yet another weak disturbance will pivot in from southern Canada during the day on Saturday. This disturbance will produce more in the way of cloud cover than anything else. We'll have some breaks of sunshine, but only spotty and limited areas of sprinkles or scattered rain showers as temperatures reach into the lower 50s once again. Another disturbance in that same northwest wind flow will move through on Sunday. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds during the day and generally dry weather with a chilly northwest breeze. Highs will remain in the middle and upper 40s. At this point, we'll see that trough of low pressure lift out, giving way to a ridge of high pressure building in from the mid-Mississippi Valley. This ridge will begin a warming trend that'll last into the beginning and middle part of next week. With mostly sunny skies, highs will be back into the lower to mid-50s on Monday, middle to upper 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday, with temperatures staying in the 50s for the day on Thursday. And right now it looks like the entire week will be dry with a fair amount of sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the southern flank of a stalled front will linger from the southern plains into the southern Rockies. At the same time, a slow-moving low-pressure system is expected to bring increasing chances for rain over much of New Mexico and portions of far western Texas into tomorrow. A period of heavy rainfall may be possible, which could produce flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas. There will also be the chance for thunderstorms in this region, and some of the storms could be strong to severe with gusty winds and hail. Further north in the San Juan Mountains of south-central Colorado, snow will increase in intensity above 10,000 feet. 3 to 6 inches of snow is likely with locally higher amounts. Winds will also become gusty and at times reach 25 miles per hour over the ridges. Winter weather advisories have been issued. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid to upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 76, set in 1994, and the record low, 17, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 7:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:43 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, breezy with a passing sprinkle or rain shower, and temperatures in the upper 40s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds with a few scattered rain and snow showers overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies through the afternoon hours, breezy with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly to mostly sunny skies through the afternoon, breezy with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds with a scattered shower possible overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, with lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies through the afternoon, breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a passing sprinkle or shower, perhaps a few snowflakes in the higher terrain, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Sunday, upper 40s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-50s Monday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Tuesday, milder, upper 50s to around 60. And mostly sunny back into the mid-50s on Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.